blindness in this world mostly affects developing countries, as 80% of visually impaired and blind persons are living there. And the main reason for blindness in developing countries is cataract. And this is a form of blindness which can be healed during a very simple operation, which lasts only 15 minutes and can restore the eyesight. There are other causes for blindness, like trachoma. It's an infectious disease communicated by a fly, and a worm disease called onchocerciasis is also the reason for millions of blind people in developing countries, but the main reason is cataract.
And talking about cataracts, who gets cataracts and how is it reversed?
Cataract usually is affecting elderly people, but it can also be congenital. In sub-Saharan African countries, we do not know the reason why, but it's coming much earlier than in industrialized countries. The scientists think that it's a mixture of the malnutrition, of the sanitation, of maybe even the sun perception in these countries. So cataract is developed much earlier in developing countries. But in Europe, in the United States, or the industrialized countries, it's usually developed at the age of 50, 60, or 70 years.
Cataracts are treatable, so people who are living in, for instance, sub-Saharan Africa, are they able to get the surgery to remove the cataracts?
Theoretically, yes. As in capitals of African countries, is usually the infrastructure where people can get this operation, but in fact, most of the people cannot afford this operation, and most of the people still stay blind. That's the reason why aid organizations like Light for the World and others are building up infrastructures for the poorest of the poor patients, and also in the remote areas of these countries, nothing is happening at the moment, and there is a very big backlog of patients with cataracts.
I understand another cause of blindness, especially in young children, is lack of vitamin A. So how can children get vitamin A in their diets?
There are two ways. In urgent cases, after famines and infectious diseases like measles, they need a high dose of vitamin A, which is usually part of the national health plans and distributed by field workers. If there is not an emergency case, in our community-based rehabilitation programs in Africa, the field workers educate parents, especially mothers, how to feed the children in the best way, which means like spinach, green vegetable, mangoes, a mix of food which is existing on the market, but which is maybe not part of the daily nutrition. And this also gives vitamin A to these children.
Also, how important is it to educate medical personnel in developing countries to help people prevent and to treat their blindness?
Yeah, there is a very terrible situation regarding the number of medical specialists compared with the population. To give you one number, in Europe, one eye doctor, one ophthalmologist has to care for, statistically, to care for 10,000 people. In sub-Saharan Africa, it says one to one ophthalmologist to 1 million people. And in remote areas, it is one to 5 million persons. So everybody can imagine that this situation like it is now cannot work and still is causing a huge backlog of blind persons who could be treated, or children who could be prevented from going blind.